It's evolving. The Millionaire Morning Show is evolving. We doing a little bit deeper of a dive, but I cannot give you the steak. I got to give some people baby food so that we can all continue to come along at the same time. We want to all be on the same page. It's baby food. I can't give you steak yet. I can't say what I really think because I ain't rich enough yet. I'm rich, but I ain't that rich yet. I need my money. We evolving over here. So let's deep dive into it, because one of the things that I said earlier in this week that I wanted to dive into is who really is the group that is growing the most and exploding as far as them being intentional for how it is that they're crossing the border and that they're crossing the border illegally in the first place. Well, guess what? They're speaking Mandarin, Cantonese. They do. They speak Mandarin. They speak Cantonese. They're very, very intentional, and they're loaded in their funding and they're investing in their ability to be able to get over here. And they're the fastest growing people or the fastest growing group that is crossing over into these borders. Not just Asians, Chinese specifically. Well, at least this is what the news is telling us. So let's mine through it. Make sure again that y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. I'm going to be reading Super Chat shortly. I told y'all that this was going to be a little bit longer of a show today, right? I did preface this by saying that. Let's get into it.
So Chinese citizens are now the fastest growing migrant group crossing the southern border, with 24,000 apprehensions last fiscal year. And a new report says TikTok is to blame.
We wondered how all of these migrants knew about this particular entryway into California. The answer was in their hands.
How do you know about that? Oh, Douyin. Okay, TikTok.
Oh, you learned on TikTok. The post we found had step-by-step instructions for hiring smugglers and detailed directions to that hole we visited.
So what is causing the surge? Joining us now, author of Confucius Never Said and the senior federalist at...
Let's stop for a second. Let's take that in. They're leveraging TikTok. According to them in the interview, they're leveraging TikTok to figure out exactly where to go and how easily they can get into the United States of America. I don't know if y'all actually seen the videos or if y'all just listening, because some people got it on there. Look.
And detailed directions to that hole.
They're leveraging TikTok to get detailed instructions on who to hire, who to pay, where to go, and how easy is it to get over here in the United States of America. The only thing that I keep asking myself personally, the main thing that I ask myself as I continue to be very, very careful and I plan out my life and I plan out my daughter's life and I try to figure out where my next investment is going to be and where my next play is going to be and what would happen if anything was ever happened to me, how I set things up. The only thing I keep asking myself is, what's the next play? And I ain't even talking about myself. In order for me to make my next play, I got to figure out what's going to happen next. I got to try to anticipate it, right? When are we going to have the next event? Throughout history, it's been guaranteed to come, whether it's the crash of the stock market, the dot-com bubble burst, the stock market crash in the 80s, recession in 2008, pandemic, 9/11. What is going to be the next event? What is going to happen? How are things going to play out? Who's going to benefit from it? Why is this so easy? Will we even remember this? Will we be able to trace back the steps and the dots? And will anybody be held accountable as a result of it? The housing market crash, the stimulus checks, the shutting down of a state. What is going to happen next? Because I just can't imagine for the life of me that this is just happening based off of happenstance. They literally monitor in every single transaction that happens on Cash App, Venmo, PayPal in order to make sure that they tax you for every dollar that you owe. report that you made a mistake and added too much of your house and the square footage of your house in order to make sure that you got your proper write-offs for your office that's inside of your house. And you're going to get audited. They hire an 80,000 IRS agents to find every dollar in your account. But you telling me they don't know what the hell is happening on TikTok and where the border crossings are? Am I crazy? Am I confused? How is this a thing? So the news and Anton from AntonDaniels.com and TikTok is discovering it first. We don't know nothing that's happening. We so confused why all of them is in New York and Chicago? Wow. Just so happened to be Chicago that has the most of them. And New York. Wow. Denver, Boston, Atlanta, LA.
You visited.
So what is causing the surge? Joining us now, author of Confucius Never Said and the senior Federalist and contributor, Helen Raleigh, and field reporter Julio Rosas. Julio, let's go to you first. When I was at the border about 5 to 6 years ago, it was very rare to see a Chinese national. And when you saw them, they were runners. They weren't trying to turn themselves in. What are you seeing now at the border?
Well, it's what we've been seeing for the past few years now, and the fact that there's no fear. The fact that we have Border Patrol essentially trying to hide from illegal immigrants, and illegal immigrants are the ones trying to find Border Patrol. That just shows how crazy things have become under this administration. And it's the fact that, it's not even Central or even South Americans anymore. It's people from all over the world and people coming from, let's face it, adversarial countries who may want to do us harm and may want to exploit us through this weak point.
Yeah, so just to put it into perspective, in fiscal year 2021, 450, 2100.
Look at this craziness.
And then this massive jump to...
Look at this craziness. This is insane. This is absolutely insane, bro.
Over 24,023. Helen, I want to bring you in. Is this part of China's plan? I know when I was at Campus Reform, they had all these Confucius Institutes on college campuses. What is China's goal here?
Good morning. I don't think it's China's plan to send those immigrants here across the border illegally. But let's address the Confucius Institute briefly. That's China. The Confucius Institute are run by China's United Front Department, mm-hmm. which is a propaganda division of the Communist Party. So the Confucius Institute are covert operations to try to influence public opinions in the West. Fortunately, many universities, over hundreds of them, has been shut down since COVID because many people are waking up to it. As for the migrants issues, unfortunately, we don't know who they are. But I think most of them, based on what I read and what I heard, most of them came to the United States. They were really driven by, first of all, the open invitation of our lawlessness border. Everybody else is doing it, face no consequences, so they are following those examples. And secondly, but most importantly, they were driven by China's ongoing political mm-hmm. persecution and the deteriorating economic situation. For example, China just sentenced a banker and an Australian writer to death this week. The banker was alleged to commit corruption. The writer was allegedly writing articles criticizing of the Chinese government while he was in Australia. So nobody feels safe in China. And then on the economic front, there's a high youth unemployment rate. The stock market's deteriorating. Mm-hmm. People saw biggest drop of their salaries last year, as well as the property market is slumping. And the property market especially hurting people's confidence because over 70% of the Chinese people have their personal wealth tied to properties. All these factors combined are driving people to come here.
Julio, what are Border Patrol agents telling you, as well as Texas DPS? Are they concerned about the folks coming across that are Chinese nationals?
Absolutely, and it's just the fact that this really hasn't happened before, at least in these large numbers. And as I was saying before, we're not even talking about people from Asia, but we just had that recent report where an Al-Shabaab terrorist didn't even avoid Border Patrol. He turned himself in, he was processed and released and was in the country for over a year before the U.S. government realized their mistakes. So This is very concerning. I've been raising the warning for quite some time about this.
You know,
so long story short, what they're basically telling you is that either it's intentional or we just don't care. Either it's I've been reporting on this for a long time, and I've been giving y'all every single detail of what's happened. And if all it takes in order for you to be able to get over here is to go on TikTok and get some instructions on who you're supposed to pay and how you're supposed to go about doing it. I just don't know what the future holds. I don't know what it's going to be like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worry for our children. Like, I worry for the people that come after me. I worry for the people that are going to, the people that don't have as much, that can't move and maneuver the same way that you can, right? It's a lot. It's a lot to take in, honestly. And then your mind will start to go down this rabbit hole based off of more information. It's almost like it's almost like you're blessed when you don't know. It's a blessing to kind of be ignorant in a way. But I can't make any assumptions definitively. I can't tell you as factually that way. All I can do is ask questions, and then you guys have to make your own assumptions. You know, you got to draw your own conclusions and be informed. Make sure you tap into the Patreon, y'all. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat.